The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
I'm Brian Wilson. Joined here as guest host today is Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Good to have you, Tony.
Morning, Brian. Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
And joining us on the line right now is Denver Riggleman, who is running for governor in the Commonwealth of Virginia as a Republican. He's a former Air Force intelligence officer, and he owns a craft distillery just outside of Charlottesville. Okay, I got to know, first of all, what kind of craft things do you distill?
Hey, good morning. No, it's a good morning. We'd like to talk about whiskey as soon as the sun's coming up. But we do rye whiskey, a honey rye. We do bourbon, vodka, gin. My wife is actually the master distiller.
Wow.
So, and the CEO. So, yeah, it was something we started back in 2014 and really was the start of our problems, I think, in Virginia.
Well, that sort of brings me to my second question. One of the reasons you're running is you say, as a small businessman, you find it very difficult to do business in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and you want to change some of that.
Yeah, I do. You know, I never really thought much about barriers to entry. You know, when I was running my company in the Department of Defense, I was CEO of a company called Analyst Warehouse. And it was a service company, counterterrorism, things like that. When you actually do manufacturing, it becomes apparent that there's some things you got to worry about. A lot of fees, a lot of regulations, but mostly it's about the tax structures that you have for small business and manufacturing in the state of Virginia are really onerous. It's something that was an eye opener to me.
Interesting. Well, by the way, Denver, I'm going to be over at the Pentagon later today, and I've heard a rumor that Jim Mattis may make the Air Force part of the Department of Defense soon. So that's good news for you and your service.
Well, you know, I've always thought that as a paramilitary force, we need to come into, you know, in with the Army and the Marine Corps. You know,
so thank you. Thank you for letting me razz you. But Denver, well, seriously, I mean, I've been in Virginia since, you know, I think Brian and I actually moved here in '86. I moved here the same year you did. And, you know, I've been very concerned about the Terry McAuliffe's failure, I guess I'm being polite, to actually do what is necessary to encourage Virginia businesses to prosper and thrive and even export more. So what do you have in mind to deal with that sort of thing if you prevail to become governor?
Well, you know, a lot of the policies have been these one-off, picking winners and losers type of programs, you know, in the Virginia Development Authority. I think it was the Joint Legislative Audit. I think it was the Audit and Review Committee, the JLARC, for Virginia, found that over the last 10 years, and Terry had been part of it, $384 million in taxpayer-funded one-off program incentives. And I think maybe all of Virginia needs to become an economic zone rather than these targeted tax cuts, rather than giving companies money just because I guess they're part of this system.
Right.
A lot of it's cronyism. I don't know why we don't simplify the tax code, but also look at some kind of forensic audit on all the Virginia programs. And I think that's the two scariest words to a government individual is forensic audit. And where's that money going? Where's the spending going? Rather than layering one program on top of another for economic incentivization. That's a big word this morning, by the way. It's 6:40, I think, in the morning. You know, I think rather than doing that, why don't we look at some of the tax issues that we have here and all of the different things. I want to just go over a couple of them. You know, we have self-employment taxes, machinery and tools tax, business personal property taxes, personal property taxes, car taxes. We have meals taxes. And it seems like every time there's a problem, there has to be a tax put on top of that. And then those taxpayer monies are then used to fund programs that have no return on investment.
Right.
So it's just really funny, you know, Brian and Tony. I look at this and it just seems like it's insanity. You know, it's the Einstein thing. You know, it's doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And I think things need to change.
All right. So you are. I'm reading here that you are taking some great hope and solace in the fact that unorthodox candidates have done well on occasion in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And you look at Donald Trump's and his ascendancy, and you think, well, if he did it nationwide, maybe I can pull off the same kind of thing in the Commonwealth.
I think when you look at Trump, you know, it's obviously it looks like a political revolution, I mean, almost a rebellion. But I think it even happened before then. I think the Brat campaign was something that we look at. You know, Trump and Brat were two very different people, but they represented a change that people needed. my campaign manager, Zach Wuerl, who actually ran the Brad campaign and the Tom Garrett campaign for the 5th District. And I wanted to get a pretty incendiary, well, incendiary probably the wrong word since I was in the military. But I wanted to...
I think it's a good word.
It might be a good word. Where I wanted an incendiary team. I wanted a team that wanted change, you know, something that is grassroots. And I was fortunate that they came to me to ask me this. And we were talking about why I'm in this. And you were being a small business owner. You know, there's two things I had to start fighting. Number one was dominion power, eminent domain through our property. And then I had to fight the beer and wine lobbies that still want excessive taxation for distilleries. And you would think, well, those two things, maybe they're not connected. But what I found when I went up to the legislature as a civilian, walking into the General Assembly building, that the thing I was told by both sides and by lobbyists is you need to pay the right people. And that's what people are tired of. And I think Trump and I think Brett both represent that there needs to be a change.
All right. Clearly. Well, what do you do really quickly, because our time is running down? Right. What do you say to those who say, well, you got Ed Gillespie. He's got great organization around the state. Corey Stewart, he starts in Prince William, which is, you know, that's a leg up because you got to win Northern Virginia if you're going to be win statewide. You know, how do you fight that?
Well, you know, I'm from Prince William County. You know I'm a Manassas native.
Yeah.
So I think that gives me a leg up there on Corey, because I think everything Corey Stewart wishes he was, I actually am.
There you go.
Well, it's on, yeah.
Good answer.
All right.
Well, I mean, Corey's been, 10 years as a supervisor. Corey's raised taxes. Corey is the establishment type of guy. And just because you're out there beating your chest saying I am Trump or I'm mini Trump, I don't think that's what makes you. And Virginia right now, I don't believe, needs a Trump. I think it needs somebody different. Brat, Trump, all this is just indicative of a revolution. Somebody in Virginia has to change things in Virginia the way Virginians want them changed. And somebody has to represent the values of the Virginians and people in the Commonwealth
instead
of the other way around.
Correct.
Our time is up, but thank you so much for being with us. You make a very interesting
valid
argument.
Points.
Yes, it's very good stuff. We appreciate you joining us. Don't be a stranger.
All right. Hey, good morning and thank you.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.